Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man arrested after home video contradicts his story in aggravated assault case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 31-year-old Gillette man is facing an aggravated assault charge after police say video footage he provided contradicted his account of a confrontation involving a gun. The incident happened Sunday night in the 1500 block of Phoenix Avenue, where officers responded to a breach of peace call. According to Gillette Police Sergeant Ryan Mihalis, a 61-year-old woman reported that her dog had escaped and run into her neighbor's yard. As she and her 54-year-old husband tried to retrieve it, the neighbor, identified as Tyler Cheney, came outside and began yelling at them to control their dog and was yelling obscenities. He then went back inside and returned with a silver pistol, pointing it at the husband and threatening to kill him. Cheney initially told officers he only made the threat if the man came close to him, claiming that the man had lunged at him. But Cheney also handed over video from his home cameras, and officers say that the footage told a different story. According to Mihalis, the video showed the 54-year-old man backing away and not making any threatening moves when the gun was pointed at him. After reviewing the footage, officers arrested Cheney for aggravated assault and transported him to the Campbell County Detention Center. The couple was able to safely retrieve their dog and return home. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Campbell County Health begins rollout of AI tool to improve patient visits. Campbell County Health says patients may soon see more personalized, more focused doctor visits thanks to a new artificial intelligence tool now being tested at the hospital. Last week, CCH announced a limited rollout of Abridged Ambient AI, a software program that automatically creates clinical notes during appointments through the hospital's Epic electronic health record system. The goal is to reduce the amount of typing, note-taking, and after-hours paperwork for medical providers so they can spend more time talking directly with patients. The AI-generated notes will also be available to patients in their MyChart accounts, giving them a chance to review what they discussed. According to the Gillette News Record, CCH CEO Matt Shahan said the new tool supports the hospital's mission of improving patient care while ensuring accurate and secure documentation. He emphasized that the system complies with HIPAA privacy laws and that notes are only accessible to the patient and their medical team. The hospital is beginning with 7 providers in a pilot phase, gathering feedback before expanding the program. At a board meeting last week, Shahan said early reactions have been positive and described the technology as the future of medicine, helping shift providers' attention back to the patients instead of the computer. CCH partnered with UC Health to integrate the tool, which leaders hope will improve efficiency and enhance the overall patient experience. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.